Couple of announcements up at the top. Number one, our Indiegogo campaign is still going all the way through December 15th. If you would like to contribute, please consider going to igg.me/@transfolkpod. And two, if you listen all the way through the end of the credits, you'll get to hear the trailer for Among the Stacks, a show we think you will love. All right, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening.
Transmission Folklore, Season 2, Episode 2, Carburetor Heart. This episode contains mentions of toxic relationships and minor mentions of grooming. Audience discretion is advised.
Teeth are in my mouth. Okay, thank you, Jesus.
It wasn't supposed to go like that. It was never supposed to be anything like that.
I got away from you, Embry. I got out.
I don't know. It all got to be so much. I thought I'd make it. I was angry in the way only sirens get, you know? No, I mean, I get it.
Why am I here?
I just wish I'd tried better. I was a shitty partner. I was a really shitty friend sometimes. I mean, it wasn't just me, obviously. I did some really fucked up shit. I had every right to be pissed off.
Can you even hear me? It feels like I'm floating and drowning at the same time.
I don't know. Some things you're never going to be able to apologize for.
Like attempted murder and hurting my friend and my sock. Yeah. Why am I here?
It was a dark place, which is a me problem. I'd apologize to Sorrel, if I could. If I knew I'd get an apology back and they hadn't blocked me from their life, you know? Because I loved them. I wish I never had, but Sorrel was the first person I really loved. Before all the bullshit they pulled. We were toxic in the way only trauma can make you, but honest to the sea, I loved them.
I don't believe you.
What did you say?
I said I don't believe you.
Do you hear? It sounds like Sorrel?
You talk so big and bad for someone who doesn't mean a word you say. You can say you loved me all you want, but you're the one who changed. Not me.
Sorrel, can you hear me? I really am.
Shut up! Don't lie! I don't want to hear you! Go away! Leave me alone! Shut up! Shut up!
Go away! Leave me alone! Shut up!
It's like 12 p.m. How are you still asleep?
Oh, I can't get comfortable. How far away are we? I can't wait to get to your mom's. I haven't slept in a bed for almost a year.
We slept in a couple hotels.
I slept in the bathtub in the hotels. Didn't know when we'd get access to water again.
Oh, right. Well, Bianca's house isn't, like, huge or anything, but she lives there by herself. She used to have a girlfriend, but her girlfriend hooked up with an engineer, and she sails on cruise ships now.
Interesting.
She was kind of ugly. Not, like, in her face, but in her heart. I'm just really excited to see Bianca. It's been a while since I've been able to spend a lot of time with her.
I thought you saw her before you left.
Yeah. For dinner. Then I drove back to the dorms.
I'm excited for you. She sounds like a cool mom.
She's my coolest mom, for sure.
I only have the one, and she's my stepmom. The last time I saw her, she was yelling about me disgracing the colony.
Why were you disgracing the colony?
I wasn't. I was groomed as a kid. They wanted me to be the leader of Sirens Against All, and I didn't want to. Xena Mae didn't like that.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Wish that was me.
I wish you could forget it.
It annoys me so much, because on the surface, it sounds really cool, right? Alternative energy that doesn't completely kill our oceans. I'm all for alternative energy, but it's not against oil. Not really. If Travis could, he'd set the ocean on fire to get ahead.
Then what is it against?
It's against the idea of groundlings, non-magical beings.
Groundlings are people who walk on the ground?
People who only walk on the ground. So, like, not you, because you have wings. But like, anyone who can only be on the ground. The idea is that SAO was going to create a new world that was centered in the sea. The Earth is 70% water, so why shouldn't those who live in water rule? I didn't really like that. I'm not a leader, and I'm definitely not a New World Order kind of leader. Not how my dad wanted me to be. Besides, groundlings don't rule anything. And I like feet sometimes. Not like I would trade them for fins all the time, but like, sometimes. Not like an aerial situation.
I didn't think that.
They, like, feel different than fins. It's like feet connect to the earth and you're standing upright. It's kind of like flying for me. Like, I can really connect and dirt stays on them and they each have 5 distinct curl patterns. And my feet have hair on them, like...
What are you doing?
My fins don't have hair on the knuckles.
They don't have knuckles.
Exactly! It's different!
I don't get the point of taking out your sweaty feet.
They feel different. They have bones that aren't in my tail. It's like scarring. Like, I like my tail. It's a good tail. But I can't curl everything. There's no hair on my tail.
There are hairs on my legs.
It's cool, right?
It's mostly cumbersome. Claire has to shave her leg hairs because she's in competitive swimming.
The swimmers put on siren tails, right?
I mean, there are professional mermaids who go to birthday parties and swim. Not all swimmers do that, though.
Right. Have you ever wondered what it's like to have a tail?
Not really. Like, I can't have one. I try not to get my brain too wrapped up in experiences I can't have. It sends me down a spiral.
That makes sense.
You think about wings?
Yeah, sometimes. I think it'd be cool to see the world from the sky. How much farther are we?
Not much.
What the fuck was that?
I coughed?
The car, Carter.
I mean, when you say it like that, we're almost there. It'll be fine.
The cruiser was tied to your body and you got into a car crash. Aren't you a little worried why it sputtered like that?
I'm gonna be fine.
You hope? Thank God.
I'm happy now.
Yeah, actually. This is her place?
Yeah. Do you want me to look at the car now, or...
Yeah.
Fine.
Carter, you have a carburetor as part of your heart.
What the fuck? What?
Never a good sign.
How did I miss this?
What?
This is how you put this back together? After the crash?
Look, I know it's not great. I don't really know anything about cars. I just read a book and hope for the best. Is it okay?
It shouldn't be running. The carburetor is completely blown.
Why is it running then?
I don't know.
How can you not know?
Because I don't.
Can you fix it?
I don't know.
Look, until we fix this, we shouldn't go anywhere.
Like, period?
Like, at all. Look,
Things are weird, but we're safe here.
The Mississippi is close by. And the ocean?
We're safe here. I'll know if Dad is coming.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just know in the grapevine when Travis is close.
You're really trying to be calm now.
The alternative is to lose my shit. You don't get anything done if you lose your shit. So I'm told.
So you're not worried about your dad finding you? You seemed worried yesterday.
I'll figure it out.
And Emery?
We banished Emery. Emery is never gonna bother me again. We'll be by ourselves.
Okay. If you're sure. You could invite Sock here.
Shut up! Let's just go meet your mom.
Okay. You sure you're good? You were mumbling in your sleep when we were at the gas station earlier.
If I worried every time I had a nightmare, I'd be dead.
I was serious about my mom being able to get you a therapist.
I'll be fine.
Okay, just, if you change your mind, you've been through a lot, and you need to be able to unpack some of it. Sometimes we need someone who has an objective perspective.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I just want to sleep in a bed. I'll feel better after some rest.
Transmission Folklore is produced by Lavender Lemonade Collective. If you're able, we'd really appreciate if you could rate and review us on your favorite podcatcher. This episode was written by Mick Coates. Sound design was by Orion Iver. Sorrel is played by Mick Coates. Carter is played by Orion Iver. Emery is played by Tal Minear. This week's scripted is Closure. Let the wound fester.
Answers? Is that what you want? I know you have questions, and I wish I could answer them. There are things that prevent me from granting you what you seek. Ancient orders. Beings with far more power than I have now. There was a time when such considerations would have been beneath me. That age is long past. Now I must resort to speaking through fragile little creatures, specks of stardust and cosmic iron, puppeting them to be heard. Time grows short, and I feel my grip on this vessel growing weaker by the second. I must get this message out. Listen to the stories. There is truth hidden within the stories, should you have ear to listen. There will be more to come. Until then, seek the library.
Among the Stacks is an upcoming narrative anthology podcast set in an infinite library outside of space and time, containing every instance of every story across every world, featuring stories written by and starring some of your favorite podcasters, authors, and actors. The title of today's teaser, Things Are Getting Ready to Happen Out of Sight, comes from the poem This Moment by Yvonne Boland. It starred Nigel McKeown as Redacted. It was edited by Pippin Aramajor, with music by Alex Schwartz. You can find more information about the show in this feed or on our Twitter at Among Stacks, where future updates will be posted. Until then, stay tuned, stay listening. And Sapere Aude.